This is Dante Lee, and you should check out Z, the SEO Queen.
This is David Spradley, and you should check out Z, the SEO Queen.
Do you have an online business or want an online business but lack the team or the expertise to get on Google Page 1? Did you know that 33% of all Google search traffic clicks the first result only? Do you want to get more traffic to your website, social media profile, or just want your video to get more hits or go viral? Well, you need to contact the SEO Queen Digital Marketing Agency, where you are more than just a number. You can't lose with the SEO Queen. More visibility, more credibility, more profitability. Visit theseoqueen.net for more information. That's theseoqueen.net. theseoqueen.net. That's theseoqueen.net.
This is David Spradley, and you should check out Z, the SEO Queen.
It's time to grow with the SEO Queen. Get visibility like never before. Your traffic's gonna explode. It's time to grow with the SEO Queen. Receive the perfect leads like never before. Your traffic's gonna explode. It's time to grow.
Welcome to the SEO Queen Tech Show, a podcast to help you get more credibility, visibility, and profitability through inspiration, technology, and marketing insight. This podcast is for professionals and entrepreneurs who are looking to get more customers, clients, and patients. We are broadcast worldwide on Bashani Radio, iHeartRadio, and iTunes. Bashani Radio, always talking about everything from New York City. You can listen to the SEO Queen Tech Show on any mobile phone or tablet device. Also, as a thank you gift for listening to the SEO Queen Tech Show, you can go to SEOQueen.com and download the free ebook, 101 Ways to Improve Your Marketing and Sales. Today's format is all about SEO. I want to answer the top questions about SEO and just give you a little taste of some of the content that you will experience from the main stage at the Reach More Clients Power Conference. I am super duper excited that Courageous Woman Magazine, the LA South Chamber, and also the LA Urban League have partnered with me to be sponsors of this very informative event. To get more information about the Reach More Clients Power Conference, you can just go to seoqueen.com/conference and read all about the speakers and what's going on those days, July 29th, 30th, and 31st. So let's get down to business with SEO. So first of all, what does SEO stand for? Well, that's a great question that a lot of people have. And SEO stands for Search Engine Optimization. And SEO is a way to get your content on the first page of search engine results on search engines like Google, DuckDuckGo, Yahoo, and Bing. So when you are optimizing your content for keywords are the queries that people put into search engines, you want to make sure that you're in compliance with the over 200 factors that Google is looking for when ranking websites. So how do you choose which words to use for your SEO? How to choose SEO keywords? Now that is a great question. Well, when you're doing keyword research, you want to first start brainstorming. How do you, as a business owner, talk about your products and services? Then you want to look at what websites are sell similar or the same items. Look and see what kind of words they're using. Then you want to use a tool like the SEO Queen SEO Tools Keyword Research Tool to see which keywords are actually getting traffic. So you want to use keywords that describe your product and service and that people are actually looking for in large numbers. So typically short tail keywords are keywords that are just one phrase, like shoes, dresses, have a lot of search results, but a lot of competition. But if you do a long black dress, that is a longer tailed term, that's three word phrase, and a long black dress would have a lot less competition, but a little less traffic than a word like dresses. But this is the thing, the more specific you are, the higher the probability that someone will purchase or find something relevant. So you really want to be as descriptive as possible with your keywords. So you want to choose keywords that are, that both have traffic on them, that describe your products and services, and that are descriptive, so that you can find and use keywords with low competition and high traffic. That is the name of the game. So how to choose SEO keywords, how to find the best keywords for SEO. Those are all questions that many people are asking. So we answered what are keywords in SEO. What are keywords in SEO? Or just the queries that people use on search engines to look up pages. So when you go to google.com and you put in a phrase, that is a keyword. And those keywords are used in both the content and the coding of a website when you're optimizing. So another popular question is, how many keywords per page for SEO? So people want to know, how many keywords should you use on a page in SEO? So I would like to answer that in this way. How many keyword groups per page? So say I'm you know, creating a page for black dresses. Now, if I am an e-commerce site and I have multiple types of black dresses, I want to optimize for not only the specific short sleeve, long sleeve, short dress, long dresses, I want to also do a page where I can talk about all of them, a product group page. So in the product group page, you can use different variations of the black dress. The black dress being your core keywords, and then long black dress, short sleeve black dress, and maybe one other could be the keywords that you use on the page. So to answer that question, how many keywords per page in SEO, you want to use one keyword group per page. Now, if you have longer keyword terms that contain your keyword group, this is the same principle you use when you're building out your Google AdWords campaigns. You want to make sure that your keyword groups have the same two core keywords in every single phrase. This way you have the highest relevance and can create more authority over time, and also keep your bounce rate low, because you don't want people to leave your site automatically if you're optimizing for red dress, black dress, all going to the same thing, because the person who comes to the page who's not looking for a black dress may see a black dress and leave when they're looking for a red dress. So you want to make sure that you are doing one keyword group per page in SEO. So the next popular question is, how long should a blog post be for SEO? Now, this is another great question. Now, research has shown that most websites that are on Google Page 1 have 1,200 words, the 1,200 word count for a blog post. However, depending on how competitive a keyword is, you can get away with anywhere from 500 words on up. So I would answer Depending on your competition, a blog post should be anywhere from 500 to 1200 words long. So another popular question is how to learn SEO. How to learn SEO. Now, SEO is a very multidimensional pursuit. And it's not rocket science, and I definitely do not think that, well, some bro marketers like to act like it's, you know, so difficult. However, it is time consuming, and it can be moderately technical. When you're talking about speeding up a server, speeding up how a website loads, making sure that your images are optimized, you could get into the more technical things. However, when you talk about optimizing your website for keywords, like the meta tags, most platforms, whether it's WordPress, Wix, Squarespace, Shopify, have places where you can put in your keywords so you don't have to hard code in HTML the meta tags. So you can always go to myseonow.com to learn more about SEO. You can go to myseonow.com, and you can also visit seoqueen.com for valuable insights. There's a new blog post posted there every week, typically on Wednesdays and Thursdays, and you can learn SEO that way. And I also wrote an ebook. It's called SEO Training 2017 Search Engine Optimization and Marketing for Small Business. You can go to Amazon to download that book, and you will learn how to SEO. Now, another popular question is, how much does SEO cost? Now, the bottom line is SEO costs time and or money. So if you are looking to hire an agency like mine, the SEO Queen, you can always go to seoqueen.com and click on Speak to the SEO Queen to talk to me. Or you can go to seoqueen.com and click on SEO Services to see the different packages. SEO campaigns can cost anywhere from a done-for-you SEO campaigns can cost anywhere from $2,500 on up to hundreds of thousands, depending on the scope of the project. So SEO is something that, you know, for business owners, it is a great investment. It is a longer term play. However, one thing that I have found that's really, really important is to implement your best keywords as effectively as possible with meta tags that contain the best keywords and a call to action, and to implement those meta tags all at once. You don't want to, and this is what a lot of agencies do, they do a few pages a week at a time. It's really important to optimize the entire website simultaneously for maximum results. So how SEO works, this is the final question. So Google is a massive server. So when you are looking at keyword, the search engine results, you're looking at web pages and content that are on Google servers. So what you want to do is, well, number one, you want to make sure that your website is being indexed by Google. And that just means being added to Google's file cabinet. So the other thing you want to do is optimize for Google's crawlers, because Google sends out little computer programs to scan the content of your website to see how relevant it is for keywords. And then once it sees how relevant it is, it files it underneath the relevant keywords that it analyzes and sees fit for. So you definitely want to make sure that you're sending as many great signals to Google as possible. And that starts with really choosing and using choosing and using your best keywords. Well, I just want to say thank you so much for joining me today on this episode of the SEO Queen Tech Show, where we were talking all about search engine optimization. Please make sure that you bookmark this episode on the Bashani Radio app. And I am super excited about the new app that Bashani Radio has rolled out. If you are listening online, make sure you go to Bashani Radio on your phone and click on whether you have an Android or iPhone. You want to make sure you download the app. That way you can bookmark the SEO Queen Tech Show and bookmark your favorite episodes. I know this is definitely an episode that I would want to bookmark and save and favorite so that I can improve the credibility, visibility, and profitability of my business and website. So if you have any questions about SEO, please feel free to inbox me, DM me on Instagram at the SEO Queen, and I would love to answer your questions on the air. And also, actually, before I forget, in the app, there is a feedback feature. So you don't even have to go onto Instagram. You can go on the feedback feature and enter in your question. If you have a question you want me to answer on the air, in addition to the guests that I interview, I'm also going to be doing much more SEO focused episodes answering your questions. So if you just hop on the feedback and send that to the Bashani Radio app and just say this is for the SEO Queen and state your question, Bashani Radio will forward that feedback to me. And this is so exciting. Make sure you download that app. If you're listening on another platform, go to BashaniRadio.com on your mobile device and click on either Android or iPhone at the top of the page of BashaniRadio.com and download the app. The app is free and requires no login to launch. And so you want to make sure that you when you download and open the app, you want to make sure that you favorite the SEO Queen Tech Show. And you also want to make sure that you send me some feedback. I really want to hear from you. And if you have any questions, criticisms, atta girls, any of that, I really, really want to hear from you. Make sure you click on that feedback link and make sure you favorite the SEO Queen Tech Show. Thank you so much. This has been great. And I look forward to next week. Talk to you soon.
It's time to grow with the SEO Queen. Get visibility like never before. The traffic's gonna explode. It's time to grow with the SEO Queen. Receive the perfect leads like never before. The traffic's gonna explode. It's time to grow.